So there's this story of this guy who, when he retired at the age of 65, had nothing more than a pension of about $100 a month, an old Caddy Roadster, which was on its last leg, that's an automobile, and a recipe for chicken with 11 herbs and spices. And this gentleman decided that he was going to try to sell his chicken recipe to a restaurant. And basically, for every piece of chicken that the restaurant sold that used his recipe, he would get 5 cents or a nickel for every piece that they sold. And so he came up with this great plan and this great marketing pitch, and he was going to sell his chicken to a bunch of restaurants and then would collect royalties on each piece of chicken that was sold. So he went to his first restaurant in his hometown, did a great presentation, and got rejected by the owner, saying no, they had their own chicken and they were perfectly fine with it. One rejection was not that bad. So he went to the next restaurant in town and pitched his idea again. Again, the restaurant owner said no, and he was turned away. So he started going to all of the restaurants in his little town. There were maybe four or five of them, and all five restaurants said no. Now, some people might give up after being rejected 5 times, but not this gentleman. This gentleman was persistent. So he drove his Caddy Roadster to the next town, to the next restaurant, and gave his presentation once again. Once again, he was turned down. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. This gentleman drove across America to any restaurant that he could find, trying to sell his recipe of chicken of 11 herbs and spices, trying to get 5 cents of every piece of chicken sold, and no restaurant would take him up on his offer. 100 rejections later, he was still driving around trying to fulfill his dream of selling his chicken. 200 rejections, 300 presentations, and every single restaurant turned him down. This gentleman walked into 1,000 restaurants. Each owner of the restaurant told him no. On his 1,009th presentation to his 1,009th prospective restaurant, this gentleman finally sold his chicken recipe of 11 herbs and spices. Later on, this chicken became so famous that the Kentucky governor bought out the franchise, and it is now known worldwide as Kentucky Fried Chicken or KFC. Colonel Harlan Sanders was the man that was persistent 1,009 times, getting rejected 1,008 times before finally selling one piece of chicken. And of course, you know how the story ends. KFC is the largest fast food chain in the world right now, operating in 118 countries. In 2013, it posted revenues of $23 billion. All because Colonel Harlan Sanders would not give up. Not when 100 people told him no, not when 500 people told him no, not even after 1,000 rejections did Colonel Harlan Sanders ever give up on his dream. And so today we have KFC to thank for it.